to build a better nation, and may the Almighty God grant them eternal rest and perpetual light. May He comfort their families. May He bless all who continue to serve our Republic, and may He continue to bless our beloved homeland Ghana. I thank you, and may God bless us all.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra, and Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and streaming worldwide at myjoyonline.com, X Spaces, and YouTube. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via partner stations, including Radio Justice Tamale, Lolonyo FM Hohwe, Inkligi FM Boli, Castle FM Cape Coast, Oil City Radio Ganga, Takrady Ganga FM Jerpa, and Radio Freed in Nandom. This afternoon, the solemn mood at the UPSA Auditorium, where we just had the president at the National Interfaith Memorial Service, which is underway in honor of the 8 people who lost their lives in the tragic helicopter crash exactly a year ago. This afternoon, we find out if the mission of the 8 gallant men to help fight illegal mining has been fulfilled.
I have the unpleasant duty, sadly, to announce a national tragedy involving the crash of a military helicopter this morning.
Also coming up this afternoon, hundreds of supporters of the opposition New Patriotic Party stormed the streets of Accra to protest against what they describe as the criminalization of free speech and selective justice.
There seemed to be a deliberate attempt to suppress the voices of the people.
Now, the more you talk, the more you've been arrested.
We'll take you live to the grounds where party leadership submits its first petition to the Judicial Service at the Supreme Court, and we'll be there for the latest updates also this afternoon. Heartbreak for Otis Senior High Technical School and Inkwanta Senior High School as their National Science and Math Quiz dreams collapsed at the final hurdle, with St. Mary's Seminary Lolobi grabbing the last ticket to the 2026 championship.
We are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious for what has happened.
School won the first round, second round, third round, fourth round, with this challenge.
We are the blues. In fact, we are the blues. Nobody can take us.
These and more with me, Mami Senior Micha Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Do stay for details. And you heard the supporters of the New Patriotic Party who have flooded pavements of the national capital to protest against what they have labeled as harassment, arbitrary arrest, and selective justice against members of the party. The protest, dubbed Democracy Under Attack, is intended to draw the attention of the executive, the judiciary, and the legislature to what the NPP describes as an alleged abuse of power and the growing use of arrest to suppress dissent in the country. Before we take you live to the grounds, listen to some of the protesters, including Minority Leader Alexander Penyomarkin, former Health Minister Donald Bernard Okoboy, and Dennis Miracles Abuaje.
Rot in government is not receiving attention from state security. Anti-corruption officials are not looking into allegations of corruption in government. Yet, political opponents are being harassed. Definitely, there is selective justice. When the Chief Justice of the Republic is fired without cause, where a committee to look into her case, even before completion of work, a report is written, and that report becomes the basis of her sacking. Democracy comes under attack.
What we are saying is that people should engage in responsible speech. If it is irresponsible, take them to the court. If John Mahama and the NDC had told Ghanaians that when we come, there will be discipline, nobody should post anything on TikTok, we'll arrest you, do you think you would have come to power? This is not what he promised the people of Ghana. In fact, this government is possible by the end of this year, they would have arrested more youth than they have created jobs for the youth. This is not what we wanted.
There seemed to be a deliberate attempt to suppress the voices of the people.
there is a very silent strategy towards selective justice and our system, persecution political opponents, and that is scary.
The democracy that we know in Ghana is meaning you're going to speak your mind. But now, the more you talk, the more you've been arrested. And the most craziest aspect of it is the bail condition after. It's also telling us that they don't want you to be freed. They want to suppress us. So that is why we think the democracy is so much on an attack.
Let's get the latest on this. Speak to my colleague Fatah Bayaga, who is currently following the protesters for more. Fatah, where are you now? What's the latest? Fatah Bayaga, can you hear me? Well, we can listen to some of the protesters he's been speaking to, and then we'll get back to Fatah Bayaga.
Under His Excellency Don Dramani Mahama, justice that we see emanating from the people is no more working in this country. Freedom of speech has been compromised, and now we have two sets of Ghana, a favorable Ghana for NDC members and an unfavorable Ghana for the opposition party, whereby members of the New Patriotic Party are being arrested, detained, and arraigned capriciously before the courts. Atrocious bail conditions are set forth for them. Members of the New Patriotic Party are being persecuted, where people within the NDC who have committed crime and the court has found them guilty are being set free. We believe that democracy is supposed to ensure fairness, irrespective of the political party a person belongs to.
Well, he has also been speaking to the Judicial Secretary who received the petition from the NPP protesters.
On behalf of the judiciary and the judicial service, I wish to acknowledge receipt of your petition for the attention and consideration of the Chief Justice and the Judicial Service. I assure you that I will deliver the document, and when there is a need for us to respond to you, we shall duly do so. And thank you for using this occasion. Come to us peacefully, not being violent, not being abusive. I wish you the best of luck in this demonstration, hoping that this is going to be peaceful throughout.
And that was the Judicial Secretary there. Let's go to Fatah Bayaga and speak to him for the very latest. Fatah, we know you started at the Supreme Court. Have you moved? Where are you now?
It's at 8.
Heading towards, in fact, at the moment we are at Ridge and we are heading towards the Jubilee House. And the protesters are united in one voice. They say that at the moment they are unable to express their dissenting views about the current state of the country. And they believe that the petitions that they are going to submit to these institutions today would, in a way, change the narrative. And they believe that many of their counterparts, some of them are in prison, others are before the court for comments that they made about this government. And I believe that this particular protest would be changing that particular situation.
Well, Fatah, we also understand that some protesters have been telling you about their fears of possible arrest by the police. Tell us more about that.
Exactly. So some of them say that when the NDC took over, they were criticizing some of the things that the party used to do, among other things. But now, because of how their counterparts have been arrested, they are in fear. I mean, the fear that if they express their dissenting views about how things are being handled at the moment, they will be arrested. And they say that at the moment, the country's democracy is on its knees.
Where are you headed next?
So, Mami, at the moment, we are around Ridge, and we are heading to the Jubilee House, where the protesters are expected to submit another petition to the seat of government in order to push for the right things to be done, in order to curtail what they describe as harassment, intimidation, and arbitrary arrest of opposition members.
All right, Fatah Bayaga there giving us updates on the NPP protest. Now, this afternoon, brewing legal showdown over the decision to continue some high-profile criminal trials during the legal vacation. The Chief Justice has authorized a number of High Court judges to continue some criminal cases under the government's flagship anti-corruption drive, the Operation Recover All Loot, ORAL. The trials involve former Buffer Stock CEO Abdul Hanan Wahab and former Signals, National Signals Bureau boss Kwabena Edubuahin. Kweku Asante is with our legal desk and joins me with some details. So Kweku, tell us about this directive from the CJ for the trials to continue.
Well, yes, at the last agenda in all these criminal trials, the judges, in particular Justice Odrigo Kuvite and Justice Achibonga, informed the court that he had a warrant from the Chief Justice to continue sitting during the legal vacation. We know that during the legal vacation, most courts do not sit. The Chief Justice may designate some courts as vacation courts and they will sit through the period. But these particular criminal trials are supposed to go on through the legal vacation, and that is on the warrant and the authority of the Chief Justice on these specific cases.
And there are two letters seeking to stop this from happening. Where are these letters from and why?
Yes, first, there's this letter from Zoe Atsia Nko, that is lawyer Samuel Atachia, who is representing Kwabena Edubuahin in this case having to do with the alleged purchase of some national security equipment from Israel. And this letter says, regrettably, your lordships, we are unable to attend the sittings during the legal vacation as this direction will necessitate the lawyers of the accused persons in this matter to work beyond the legal year and during the legal vacation. Indeed, your directive will throw in disarray all the private personal engagements and travel plans of the members of our law firm. That is when it comes to Samuel Atachia. There's another letter also written by Godfred Yebo Adame, the former Attorney General, who is representing Hanan Abdul Wahab in the buffer stock case as well. And he also raises the same issue. He says, there is no urgency in this matter as the accused persons were arraigned before the court only on the 5th May after earlier charges were withdrawn by the Republic through no fault of the accused. Respectfully, we of Messrs, having worked throughout the legal year and cooperated in this matter, believe that our client has been denied the opportunity to take their child of suffering from a severe medical condition abroad and all of that, and then goes on to recount some of the issues that they say are really serious matters. So these two lawyers have now written to the Chief Justice saying that, listen, they do not believe that it's in the interest of justice to continue these processes.
Right, Kweku. And also the lawyers are warning they will not attend the trials if this should continue.
Exactly, yes. If you look at Godfred Dami's letter, it says that we of Messrs. Dami and Partners, having worked throughout the legal year, incorporated for the conduct of the instant matter, are not in the position to attend court in the vacation for the conduct of the trial. The lead counsel, that is Godfred Dami, will undertake will use the legal advantage to attend to many matters of immense importance. And it goes on to talk about how other senior lawyers in his firm also have other commitments. It is the same in the lawyer of Samuel Atachia, who also raised concerns that he will not be available for this trial.
Quick question is with our legal affairs desk also coming up.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fire.
The solemn mood at the University of Professional Studies Auditorium, where National Interfaith Memorial Service was just ended in honor of the 8 people who lost their lives in the tragic helicopter crash exactly a year ago. It's been an emotional ceremony with family members paying tribute to their loved ones. One of the most touching moments came from the widow of late flying officer Manen Chum Ampedu, Naval Lieutenant Irejua Kumi Trewa. In her tribute, she said she had lost count of the number of times she has picked up her phone to share a photo or message with her husband, only to remember that he's no longer there to respond.
So we had to attend a funeral. It was at the service place, and they were catcalling and jesting. And someone in the audience shouted, "Lady, lady." And I immediately started panicking, because I was wondering if that's how final moments were for our husband on that day. I have lost count of the number of times I have pulled out my phone to share a picture with him, only to remember that I will not get a response. It has been hard, but it is well.
Well, President Mahama, family members of the victims, government officials and other dignitaries attended that memorial service. Presidential Affairs Correspondent Maxwell Agbagba is joining us with more. But first, more family members have been sharing memories of their loved ones. Let's hear from the president.
In a single tragic moment, 8 precious lives were cut short in a helicopter accident while in service of our nation. Some tragedies unfold quietly within families and communities. Then some tragedies touch the conscience of an entire nation. And this was one such tragedy. The silence that followed that announcement was unlike any other. It was a silence that was filled with disbelief, grief, and countless unanswered questions. It's just like yesterday. And all of us can remember that moment and exactly what we were doing. It was the silence of parents who had lost their children, spouses who had lost lifelong partners, children who would never again hear the reassuring voices of their fathers, colleagues who had lost trusted friends and comrades, and a nation that was left struggling to comprehend such a painful loss.
President John Dramani Mahama there. Well, in Sikamanbro Fuyedru, where the accident occurred, memories of the devastating tragedy remains fresh. The haunting scenes of the crash continue to linger in the minds of residents as the community pauses to honor the lives and service of the gallant eight. Emmanuel Bright-Kwegu visited the community to capture the mood and reflections of residents a year after the tragedy.
Na ye mpenifoni bisaya ni yenya asembi akachira wo nti mama ye na yetumi ko osoro
tumuko na eho ne tsen
e ba cho ye ko eho ne de na eho no afu afu pa mpenifoni ka so mba bibi but wo ma ntumi ama ye nti eho no zo afu de esie nu de na eya meya because e wo de e wo ho ma nipa da se ni bia but se ne be ya nipa no obewu de e wa na nu mebu ma na e din pa se when you go baby na e jasa de e kwakwase ne de me fat ni mu de na e din e din
nti e boy en hu modin akran kran ti ko pe ko ko boto amra ye be sesa omu na.
Well, you heard the residents of Sikabra Fuyedru recollecting the painful tragedy that happened there a year ago. Meanwhile, beyond the remembrance, residents say they're still waiting for government to fulfill the promises made in the aftermath of the disaster. Now, here's a recall of events on the day of the tragedy last year. The report is by Nancy Kumsin and read to you by Hannah Odami.
As reports of a missing military helicopter began circulating, uncertainty gripped the nation. Hours later, the Ghana Armed Forces confirmed the aircraft had lost control with radar.
I have the unpleasant duty, sadly, to announce a national tragedy involving the crash of a military helicopter this morning.
The helicopter had crashed near Adanse, in the Ashanti region, killing all eight occupants. Among those who lost their lives were Defense Minister Dr. Edward Omane Boama, Environment Minister Dr. Ibrahim Murtala Mohammed, Acting Deputy National Security Coordinator Alhaji Limuna Mohammed Muniru, Senior Military Officers and Crew. The delegation had been heading to Obuasi to launch a program designed to transform Ghana's artisanal and small-scale mining sector and help curb illegal mining. As rescue teams secured the crash site, another painful reality emerged. The bodies had been burned beyond recognition. The following day, the remains were flown to South Africa for DNA identification.
We need to do further examination and investigation just for the awareness of doubt.
President John Mahama later addressed the nation, declaring 3 days of national mourning and announcing a national memorial in honor of the departed.
On Saturday, 9th August at 5 p.m., the nation will gather at the forecourt of the State House for an evening of reflection and memorial in honor of our departed colleagues.
On the 9th of August, families, colleagues, and state officials gathered for a national memorial service. Days later, the nation bade a final farewell at a state funeral marked by military honors, solemn tributes, and overwhelming grief.
You died knowing God, and that there's rest for you until we meet again.
One year later, the pain of that loss remains.
Well, also a year after the tragic incident, what lessons have the country learnt in the quest to fight illegal mining? Emmanuel Bright-Kweku has more on this. But Emmanuel, tell us more where you are currently and what's happening there.
All right, Mami. I am currently at Sikaman Bofwedu, where exactly a year ago around this time, we had a news that a helicopter had crashed into the Dampia Forest Range. In fact, today, the mood in the town has been normal. In fact, some of them had reflected on the incident that happened a year ago. And so it has been a reflective moment for them. And when you come to the town, as we speak, they have erected a billboard where you have all the eight men there. They understand it's being sponsored by the Queen Mother in the area. And so they have mounted that. And you understand that yesterday they poured libation. That's the traditional authorities poured libation. They went up to the hill, the mountain, to pour libation in memory of the eight that departed, man.
All right, Emmanuel Bright-Kweku there at Brofuyedru. Well, let's go back to the University of Professional Studies, where the National Interfaith Memorial Service was held in honor of the eight people who lost their lives. Maxwell Akmagwa is there for us. Maxwell, one more can you report?
Hello, Mami.
I can hear you, Maxwell. Unfortunately, we're still trying to establish contact with Maxwell for more updates on the National Interfaith Memorial Service. But we'll take a break when we return. Heartbreak for OT Senior High Technical School and in Nkwanta Senior High School as their National Science and Math Quiz dreams collapsed at the first hurdle, with St. Mary's Seminary Lulubi grabbing the last ticket to the 2026 championships.
We are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious for what has happened.
School won the first round, second round, third round, fourth round, registered.
We are the blues. If I tell the blues, nobody can take us.
Something exciting is stirring at the Joy News Habitat Fair.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth, because I don't have cavity thanks to Kale Charcoal Toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kale Charcoal Toothpaste.
That be why I dey use Kale Charcoal Toothpaste morning and night when I dey go bed self. It dey make my teeth white where it dey commot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level, they go up, so I they show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kale Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kale. Happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Upgrade your print game with Konica Minolta, proudly powered by SkySat Technologies. From all-in-one machines that print, scan, and copy, to professional systems and heavy-duty production machines, we deliver unmatched performance. Right now, SkySat has an unbeatable offer. One entire year of free servicing on all Konica Minolta machines. That's 12 months of expert maintenance for new and existing customers. Visit our new VIP print center at Pegasus Place, Airport Residential Area, for a live demonstration. Call us on 050-164-5180 or 0302-798-829. Again, it's 050-164-5180 or 0302-798-829. SkySat Technologies, performance that delivers every time.
Welcome to White Restaurant and Garden right here in Accra. We are redefining fusion.
Imagine the elegance of classic French-Italian mastery, beautifully balanced with the vibrant warmth of African herbs and spices. Every plate is a masterpiece, and every moment is an experience. Pair your evening with our masterfully crafted cocktails and let the world fade away with each sip. Book your table today using the code WHITE@3, and your first round of signature cocktails is entirely our gift to you. Experience dining done beautifully. Call 050-982-3420 to reserve your evening. White Restaurant and Garden. Experience dining done beautifully.
Thanks for staying with us. Now, a stalled Community Day Senior High School and an abandoned road project are taking a growing toll on communities in the Agavi South zone of the South Tong District, forcing students to travel long distances, including by river, to access secondary education. Residents say they're now demanding urgent government intervention. Kwame Anka reports.
Jiansu's E block at Agavesundu in the South Tong District of the Volta region has been reclaimed by bushes while families watch their children make dangerous journeys each day, in some cases cross rivers to access secondary education. The residents of 8 electoral areas in the Agave zone have issued an ultimatum to government to resume work on the abandoned Community Day Senior High School. The residents warn that if the engagement fails to produce concrete commitment, they will embark on a demonstration to press home their demands.
Standing for this project that has been started for some time now, but seems to be abandoned. So as you see them as they stand here to clear the area, it's an indication in the current court to the government that they wanted this project to be completed for them.
Now to the National Science and Math Quiz. St. Mary's Seminary Senior High School Lolobi completed OT Region's qualification list for the 2026 championship after clinching the final ticket ahead of OT Senior High Technical School and Nkwanta Senior High School. The victory brings the OT Regional qualifiers to a close, with St. Mary's Seminary Lolobi joining the region's successful schools heading to the national stage. Let's speak now to Michelle Latte, and who's also been following the events there. Michelle, where are you currently? Tell us more. Michelle, can you hear me?
So, Mommy, I'm at Tamale now in the North region. Mommy, can you hear me now? I'm at Tamale now, and the very first contest for the day has ended, and the Lions of Tamale, that is Tamale SHS, have clinched a massive win against their three contenders. That's Yendi SHS, Tolon SHS, and Sabzubu. They left with 61 points. Yendi and Tolon may have a chance to qualify, and despite them having 36 points, that's for Yendi, and Tolon having 12 points. And Sabzubu also left, unfortunately, with negative 8 points. Yendi and Tolon SHS may have a chance to qualify to the national championship if they make the list for the region's top two runners after all the five pointers are finished for today. Unfortunately for Sabzubu, their qualification drought, which started about 5 years ago, will continue as they lost the contest with a negative 8 score. So that's.
And that's Michelle Latte in Tamale. Let's go to OT and speak to Ramat. Ramat, tell us what's happening there.
The OT regional qualifiers and the Volta regional qualifiers has ended yesterday. We had St. Mary's School and then the OT regional qualifiers. For those who aren't able to qualify for the regional stage, it's been a lot of heartbreak and suspension for them. But for those who have been able to qualify, they say their message is simple. They are ready to stand any school they are going to meet at the national level.
Thank you very much, Ramat Bashiri, there joining us from the UT region. Let's do what's trending now. Adobia is here. Adobia.
Yes, Mami, see, democracy and attack protest is definitely on the list of things trending. It's actually the second item on the list. And one of the things causing it to trend is the fact that some protesters clashed in a fierce confrontation with some personnel of the Ghana Police Service as they were marching to the Jubilee House. But fortunately, the police have been able to calm the people down, the demonstrators, to prevent an escalation of the matter. And people were reacting to that. Someone said, I'm in full support of this demonstration. That's more hope. But anyone who misbehaves must face the Lord. And you have Nikki saying, just as expected. I don't know what that means, but those are some of the things generating comments from social media.
All right, Adovia, sorry. Thank you very much for this. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I'm next is Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otip.